Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell, who I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I welcome you to the Master's Call, our telecommunication sanctuary. And today is Watch and Pray Wednesday. I want to share Matthew 26:41. It says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And Jesus is coming back, so we will definitely keep watch and be prayerful. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you this morning, this wonderful Wednesday morning. We glorify you, Father, because you saw fit that we would wake up this morning to a new day, a new season, a new hour. We thank you, Father, because the spirit of the true and living God is dwelling on the inside of each and every one of us. And we seek your face this morning, Lord God. We say, have your way in our lives. Have your way in our hearts. Have your way in our spirit, man, that you get all praise and glory. We thank you, Father, for the wonderful Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon that started this call. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, keep them in perfect peace, bless them in every way, oh God. We thank you, Father, for our seniors, Mother Oliver of 102 and Mother Eleanor Blackwell. We thank you for their testimonies yesterday and keeping them and strengthening all the mothers and the seniors, Lord God. We ask a special prayer over the Bush family, Father God, as Barbara Bush went home to be with you. We ask you, Father, that you bless each person on this call. Strengthen them. Keep them, Lord God, as we all come together in unity. We thank you for the anointing on the speaker this morning, that you have your way, that the words will protrude out of her mouth, Lord God, and go forth in your glory to our ears, that we will hear and receive what you have for us this morning. We give your name and praise and glory for everything that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, now I will turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Brenda. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear, Minister Tiffany. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for seating us and greeting us on this Watch and Pray Wednesday. Thank you so much for that anointed prayer, and we pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you in this day. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to this, the Master's Call. See, this call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and we are going into our eighth year, and I am excited about what God has been doing here on the Master's Call. And here on the Master's Call, the mission statement is that as we begin our day here with the Master, that lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced. And so we thank each and every single one of you for joining us. We pray that you would share this, the Master's Call, with other people so that they would be able to join you so that their lives can be changed as yours have here on the Master's Call. We do stand on Psalm 88:13. Which reads, but to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee. And so each day we gather here on the Master Call at this divine and appointed time. We pray, we begin this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and then on Friday we open up our call to hear your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. But there may be things that are going on with you during the week and you just need to let us know, or you need us to be in agreement with you on something. Then I invite you to utilize our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, will respond to you. Also, this call is a little bit unique, which in a good way. We have a website for our call, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. If you go onto our website, you will see all of our messages have been archived since the inception of this call. You will find out other inspirational messages to keep you just going through the day. There's scripture information on there as well as the bios for our speakers. So we invite you to utilize our website. Each and every day following this call, we have the opportunity to head over to the new Morning Motivational Call platform. And today is Awareness Wednesday, and the topic today that the Phenomenal Flanagans will be speaking about will be allergies. Allergies. So if you know or if you suffer from allergies, we invite you to join us immediately following this call, and you would dial in to 712-770-4005, and the access code that you would use would be 294-617 pound, and that's immediately following this call today. So we invite you to join us there, because I know there's a lot of pollen in the air and there's a lot of just things going on with breathing, and so you want to make sure that you join us on Awareness Wednesday. So now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, she's none other than the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, who hails all the way from the Bronx, New York. Cynthia is very active in the political arena. She is a minister, very active in her church, very active in the New York State. She is an artist life distributor, always on the move, loves God, loves her family, loves to share the gift that she has in her hand of artist life products with each and every person that she comes in contact with. She is a member here on the Master's Call family. She also is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship program. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, in the next voice that you will hear will be none other than the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Are you out there this morning, Minister Cynthia?
Yes. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Just a little bit louder, my dear.
Good morning. Good morning, my family. Good morning. I am so honored to be here this morning. Thank you, God, for waking up this morning. Thank you for all that you do. First and foremost, I have to thank Minister Brenda Terrell out of Mississippi. That tag was beautiful. Watch and pray Wednesday. Oh, yes. Mark, watch and pray and that beautiful prayer. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. For all that you do, I appreciate that. I have to pay you later for that introduction. Thank you so much. And, Lord, I can't thank the awesome ladies of this call, that the founders that thought so beautifully, that put us together every morning, and Dr. P.K. Rollins Patton and Dr. Vanessa Wonderful for their vision for the Master's Call. And we also, I love to thank the De Leon family for the artist life, bring us to America. We do thank you. This morning, I watch and pray, but Lord, I have to trust in God at all times. You know, this is my tech today. Trust in God at all times. Not sometimes, all times. This is very important, because I have to identify with that. So I thank God for this time and this call. And like I said, I won't be before you long, but I just want to come by and say, trust in God at all times. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for your patience. When we trust in you, we will move forward. God, we love and adore you. We thank you for everything that you do for us. And more importantly, thank you for our Mother Oliver for getting on this call. We thank you, Mother, this morning. Thank you for every person that appreciate what we're doing here. And I certainly appreciate it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. What I want to say, trust in God at all times. Reading from Psalm 62, verse 8, if you have your Bibles, verse 8 through 10, say we have to trust in God, because I want to say in my time of my passing my brother, I kind of dipped. I trusted, but I dipped, and I got to thank Dr. P.K. Rollins Patton and Dr. Vanessa Lovesmore. I guess they kind of like seen it or felt it. The way sometimes you're on the cold where you could... You lose it sometimes, but you got to know God, and you have to trust him. We loved my brother, Garner, but God loved him best. So he went home to be with the Lord last month. So we still rocking and reeling with the family. But anyway, I trusted God. So read from from Psalm 62, 8 through 10, 8 through 7, brother. So, trusting in him at all times, you people, pour out your heart before him. God is your refuge for us. 9 says, surely men of low degree are vain, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in balance, they are altogether higher than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not a vain in robbery. If riches increase, you see, set not your heart upon them. Just a few minutes. Trust in God at all times. So I am saying to you, share how our soul has found rest in the Lord. David instructed all of us how to find his same calmness when our faith is challenged. The key that wrote is to give God but the burden and trust him. Feel with them at all times, in every season, every segment of our life. We should put our confidence in God. Amen. Amen. And that's where I begin to say, you know, I have to stop and keep God first. In Hebrews 4:16 says, let them that appreciate the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our times of need. And my courage, I had to get the courage back and move forward, because just saying everything I had planted and kind of like got thrown off after the death, but, you know, things started to call and people started, and I had to say, you know what, I got to get my courage back. I got to move forward. Be strong and take heed, all you who have that has burden in you. Psalm 31:28 says, I have to just keep moving. My spirit just dipped. But as I think the women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, they said, oh, look, and we can hear her. Because once you a spiritual and no one understand this way, they understood. They said she is, but we have to keep her, you know, pull her back up, because she's moving in the wrong direction right now. Pour out my heart to God. He is my refuge. As I read in verse 8, trust in him at all times. David exhorted us to fully unburden ourselves by pouring out our hearts to God. One of the greatest lessons in songs is that God has given us the precious liberty of emptying our souls. Every time we think that feeling like, oh, there is no God, he is there. He's there with us no matter what. I had my sister-in-law, she's on the phone too. That was her husband and that was my brother, but we all was feeling it. It was deep, because my brother was a person of, he was a people person, and he loved his family. He really loved his family. Everything we feel, and before, as a form of Herbert and words of faith, liberty. We can pour out our hearts to God in faith. The reason, because he is our refugees, our shelter, our security. When we are hidden him, we are free from care. Before we can truly take shelter in God, we have to release our burden to him. We have to trust him to sustain us, to handle everything in circumstances of our situation affecting us right now. And all of us, and anybody going through bereavement, sick, and health, we have to trust in God. I understand that, you know, without God, you can't make it. I'm meeting so many of new people don't belong to church, don't go to church, and I share with them, I say, if you're not connected, you'll get disconnected. And if you don't know God, you don't have the same faith as I do. And they laugh. They say, you have so much energy. I said, God lives within me, honey. I get it from God. I get it from God, and he has done so much. And then what we have here is the awesome products. If you take your LaVie every day, you will have the energy. Don't even think about Shanti. But it's just the point that we have to keep God first. And I had trust in him at all times. I break down, but I have my good days and my bad days, but God is with me. Do not trust the world philosophy about wealth and power. We read that from 6, 9, and 10. And sharpen the context of trusting God is dangerous, self-sufficient. The world will tell us we need accumulations of wealth and gain power in order to be strong enough to defend ourselves in times of trouble. No. But the scripture advises us to reject the philosophy for two reasons. First, trust in wealth. First, the trust in wealth, the power of utterance, worthwhile. These things carry no weight with God. That's in verse 9. Surely we have no degree in God. We have no degree in money, but, you know, it will carry us, but we still need God first. And so we see on our, I haven't looked at TV in a minute, but things are going on. See, but the power, they think they have a power, but they don't have God in their life, and that's why so much confusion is going on in the world now. God sees everything. He trusts us, and he makes sure that we understand. So when I began to dip, then I get on my knees and I pray, and I just keep praying, because God said when I say to things are really going like not the way I think, so if you say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus three times, see that something in your spirit just takes you up and lifts you up and keeps you moving. So God, he's here with you, but you have to understand that we need to always reach out and just ask him to carry us. He will carry you. God is neither impressed nor influenced by our possession of power. Men of low degree, high degree, poor, rich, common, noble, weak, and mighty. We all same in God's sight. We no different. Everybody's the same. We have nothing to offer God that he needs. Our best, nothing more than vanity. Empty, worthless, meaningless, like a breath of vanity, and quickly pass away. Isaiah 57:13 and Job 7:16, you can read that, you know, because we don't have a lot of time. Second, trust and wealth with power can be a serious sin. Man, we can see that on the TV right now because of the things that happen. And we request that love and money is the root of all sorts of evil. Oh, Proverbs 28:20. You can read that. David mentioned three sins in particular. We need to understand that if we want to be healthy and be of going forward, we have three things: oppressed and stealing, and worship of wealth that makes money, possession, the most important thing in our lives. And we don't want that to happen. Reading from Proverbs 30 and 9, Isaiah 28 and 5. When our faith challenges, one of God's most helpless promises is this: Be careful for nothing but everything pray and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart, mind, and thought in Christ, in Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety over all, but everything, pray. And we just be thankful. Then the peace of God surpasses all understanding. We thank God this morning. I thank him this morning because as I go on and do be on a TMC call, the Master's call, it really lifts my spirits. It takes me to a point where, you know, and sometimes as I share this information with you, I keep thanking God for this faith, thanking God for all that he has done. We shouldn't allow, be anxious about anything, but just keep praying because God is in the blessing business. It's always found that our hearts is pressed under a load of distress. There's no freedom of prayer under trying circumstances. We must comfort ourselves and reflect that God will extend relief, provide us with freedom, and roll them out over upon our consideration. What is some advice that all more necessary? Consider. We should stay prayed up. Give God the praise. We listened to Mother Oliver yesterday. Oh, God, 102.6. That's what I said, 102.6 years of age. But she's on his call. She's strong. She understands. She says, Suzanne, everything going to be all right. Cynthia, everything going to be all right. And I said, what can I say? When me and Minister Willard went to visit her, she was dressed up. And I said, Mother Oliver, why are you dressed? She says, you are coming. Oh, our hearts, I just smiled. I couldn't say a word. What can I say? So we have to think about, at her age, she trusted God. She trusts God. She trusts God every day. Whenever if you're able to understand that God is in the blessed business, I refuse to release the burden of God and act like proud. I was so understanding that God is with us. The most important thing about Psalm 6:2 is that songs make God only objective of trust. He's not trusting something other than God. Nor trust God in something else. God is something else. His trust is God's only. And that why we are confident. I have confidence in what I'm doing. I thank God. I think this is something Christians in our daily expect need 24/7. We need to learn as we see our problem is that we trust God at least something, some sense. We have to do that as Christians. To become Christian, you have to trust God in the matter of salvation, that least. It's rather that we do nothing in trusting God, mean that we always will add something to else in trusting God. Christians in our days are more inclined to trust the world's tools, mechanically, to trust in Jesus. Put holy. Find meaning today that believers really sufficient all things regardless of their profession. But if you trust in God, you have confidence. When you trust in God, you can move forward. When you trust in God, you know that He's a way maker. He's not changeable. I trust in God. I stepped out on faith. At faith, we can move forward. Trust in God at all times, not sometimes, all of the time. I thank God for this day. I thank God for everything that he's put in my life. Oh, God, he has been good to me. And in closing, and much trust has been, we thought of Christ as God rewards. Not that we are sufficient ourselves. Think anything that ourselves is sufficient. Charge them that are rich. The world that we are not high-minded, 45, nor trust in uncertainty riches, but to thank God. Trust in God in everything, every day, all day. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for blessing us with that message. Powerful message on this morning about trusting God. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us pray over our prayer request and go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We praise you. We magnify you. We celebrate you. We honor you. We love you. We realize that with you, we can do all things, and without you, we cannot do anything. So this morning, God, we come humbly before your throne, thanking you for allowing us to wake up into another day, a new day with new possibilities and new opportunities, God. And I pray right now that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. And so I thank you for Minister Cynthia and for the message that you gave her this morning. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will restore virtue, strength, power in her right now in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for the message that you gave to her to give to us on trusting you, God. And as we go through this day, we go through this day seeking you first and knowing what you would have us to do in this day. And so, God, I come right now lifting up those families who have bereaved ones that have gone forth, Father, to be with you. I ask that you would just comfort them right now. In the name of Jesus, bless Minister Cynthia, God. I ask that you would touch Minister Robin right now. In the name of Jesus, I lift up Oriana Dixon Griffin to you right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, be their comforter, be their strength, be their peace. In the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, I ask for all of those who are traveling that you would give them traveling graces and mercy to make it to and from their destinations, the Pattons, Minister Jackie Henderson, Minister Willa. I pray traveling graces and mercies for them in the name of Jesus, Father. For every artist, life distributor, under the sound of my voice, I speak increase, favor, and blessings in their ministries, in their businesses. Right now, I speak increase, favor, and blessings over artist life, the corporate office, over every single customer service agent, over every single person that works in the warehouse, for each and every person that manufactures our products, whether they are garments, whether they are facial products, nutritional products, God, every hand that touches our products from the beginning to the end, to those people who take them, our consumers and our customers, we ask that you would bless them mightily in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that an appointment with artists will change your life, but only if we let it, God. So I thank you, God, for just blessing us. I thank you for keeping us. I thank you for providing and protecting us. And as we go out on this Wednesday, we will trust you, we will watch, we will fight, and we will pray. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, mighty, magnificent, and marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So I would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. The replay for this call is 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-pound. Please visit our website as well, www.themasterscall.net. Please share this with your social media, along with your family and your friends. Also, following this call today, if you have allergies or know anyone who suffers with allergies, please, please, please join us on Awareness Wednesday with the Phenomenal Flanagans. That number is 712-770-4005. You're going to use the access code 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, our prayer general, for seating us and greeting us, for opening us up with an anointed prayer, and for our tag for this Wednesday, Watch and Pray Wednesday. To Minister Cynthia, thank you for that phenomenal message on trust. And of course, my spirit says, I am going to watch, fight, and pray. I'm going to watch, fight, and pray. I'm going to watch, fight, and pray. And then I'm going to trust in the Lord. until I die. So on that note, Minister Cynthia, come back and give us our benediction for the day.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for this world you made and for the blessings in our life. Fill our hearts with gratitude and trust. Put our words in our mouth and knowledge and appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go out and have an awesome day, everyone. God bless.